Cardinals taking on the Chicago White Sox as we speak, early in the game. They're just really getting started. There is no score, but they're doing it without manager Jim Riggleman. As many already know, Riggleman resigned suddenly yesterday after the team refused to pick up the option on his contract for 2012. Management had been telling him to wait until the end of the season. He had all summer to prove himself, some people say. We bring in WTOP sports reporter Frank Hanrahan. As I mentioned a minute ago, the shock has worn off, so we can start to analyze a little bit. What's going on?
It's I think it's an embarrassment to get things started here, sadly, for all parties involved, I think, not only for Jim Riggleman, but for the Nationals organization, where you've got an issue that you want to keep in-house, and then it completely leaves the house. And not only does it leave the house, the guy walks away. So it kind of puts things into question as to how are they doing business specifically with high-ranking officials, i.e. their skipper. But I don't have much sympathy, though, for Jim Riggleman. Here's a guy who knew what he was getting into at the start of the season, and that's where you can defend the organization a little bit. It's just it got to the point where you have a guy who's managing a team, Dimitri, who's won 11 of 12, who decides, that's it, I'm out of here.
Right.
So I think across the board, it's just embarrassing.
Now, Bill Ladson of MLB.com is tweeting that the bench coach, John McLaren, who's the guy in charge tonight, is not a candidate to become interim manager. Who might be a long-term
Davey Johnson.
Davey Johnson.
Now, I don't know if that's long-term, but at least to finish out this season. And that's the amazing thing about what Riggleman chose to do, Dimitri. You've got guys like Jack McKeon, an 80-year-old manager, taking over for Florida on an interim basis. There will be other jobs that will open up after this year. So if you stay the course, you're not happy with your contract, but you continue to win, to impress. I think what happened really is Riggleman figured out, you know what, no matter what I do, they're not going to keep me around, so I'm going to go out guns blazing. But I think that will backfire on him in terms of getting another job come next season, because as you know, in pro sports, there'll be a ton of openings in 2011 in the offseason.
But I want to get back to, and this is just to present the other side, let's say that Riggleman has a point here, the lowest paid manager in the league. Are the learners not willing to pay more than what they were paying Riggleman for a manager?
They will, I think, and that goes back to the crux perhaps of this problem is that he was just a stopgap measure after they let go of Matty Acta. He's been going on one-year deals, so the frustration mounted. He's been winning. He wants, obviously, more money, wants a long-term deal, wants a commitment. He didn't get that. So that's the issue going forward for the next guy that they do bring in, Dimitri, and that's where I think you're trying to bring up the point of with the organization. They've got to give whoever they bring in some security, some respectability, and give them a longer contract than just year by year.
Yeah, because there is another much maligned owner in the area, but that guy does pay.
Yes, he does. Sometimes a little too much.
Yeah.
But and Riggleman, I think that was his whole deal. He wanted to get that commitment long term, more money, just wasn't going to happen. So whoever they bring in next, they've got to do something a little bit better than what they did to Riggleman.
Now, of course, we're just getting started with this series in Chicago. We'll have to see if Riggleman was the key, as many have said. Some have called him the best manager this team has had, as to whether they start to go downhill or, you know, maybe it's irrelevant. But the confusion cannot help.
The players have downplayed the move, and wisely so. Nobody's going to say anything negative. And they are pretty much saying, hey, we got to move on with whoever it is. And that's the one thing about baseball and the skipper. How important are they? Baseball players are going to win the games. But in terms of tactical moves, and the pitching staff has gotten a lot better, you got to give some credit to Riggleman in that regard. But again, we'll see how they respond. I'm very curious. They've won 11 of 12, a game over 500. How will this impact this ball club?
One more question about Riggleman's potential replacement. If you're out here in the baseball world and you know you could apply for the job, would you hesitate because of the experience that Riggleman went through?
I think that's what we're trying to get at here is would you want to come into a situation where you may just get a one-year contract? I don't think that's going to happen. Riggleman has kind of set it up nicely for whoever takes over for him, and he's the guy out of a job. It's an amazing story, and I'm still kind of just in awe that he did it.
Yeah, it really is a stunner that'll keep us talking for a while longer. That's WTOP's Frank Hanrahan joining